From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County commissioners will talk about raising property taxes when they meet next week. They're considering an 8% hike as a way to help close a budget deficit. If it's approved, it would be the biggest tax increase in 20 years. State Senator Paul Bettencourt says Harris County's spending is out of control.
It doesn't happen in Texas, except in Harris County. It only happens here in Harris County that a leftist progressive majority court raises taxes to the point where taxpayers bleed, because that's what's happening now. They are bleeding.
Commissioners will be voting on the budget ahead of the new fiscal year that starts October 1st. Houston's FBI office says it shared all of its information on the July ICE shooting with state and local investigators. Multiple investigations are looking into the fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo. The FBI said at first it was looking into the potential assault on a federal officer. FBI Special Agent in Charge Jason Hudson now says her investigation could include the shooting.
It's still an ongoing investigation, right? It is by no means closed at this point. So if through the review of evidence, there are other federal violations that are identified and we are requested to do more, more work, we absolutely will.
Ask if his office has a name of the ICE agent who fired the fatal shot. Hudson says that will come from the Department of Homeland Security. A man has been found dead after a police standoff. Authorities believe he's linked to three shootings in the area. That standoff happened on Cochran Street on Houston's north side. According to media reports, it's believed the man shot his ex-wife this morning in Pasadena and then shot another woman in New Caney. There was also a third shooting at a fast food restaurant on the East Freeway. All three victims are now in the hospital. Slight chance of rain tonight, low near 79 degrees, 60